Good morning. Today's main message is from John 21. Here we find Jesus on the shore of Galilee. Jesus looks out to find Peter and some of his disciples fishing. The fact is, they have been up all night without catching a single fish. Jesus knows that they haven't caught any fish. Nevertheless, he asks if they have, and they reply, "No." He quickly tells them to throw the net on the right side of the boat. So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. This got me to thinking, how would I respond to someone coming into my work office and telling me to sit on the other side of my desk instead of behind my desk? That I would be totally efficient if I did so. I'd probably think, who is this person? And does he know that I am a professional businesswoman? I've tried that before and it didn't work. Or let me tell you why that won't work. Better yet, I've done it this way for 25 years. Well, you get where I'm going. Maybe it's time for us to consider casting our nets on the other side of the boat to see what happens. Maybe we should consider doing things a little differently. I'm talking about our spiritual lives. Maybe we should consider all the possibilities we have never considered before. As humans, we tend to focus on the outcome, when we really should be focusing on the fact that God is moving in ways we can't comprehend. When Christ asks for us to try something new for his ministries, I pray that we can do as the disciples did. They listened and they obeyed. This section of our online service is a special time when we can pray for each other. Please remember that you can email any requests to Bethel. You can use the email address bumctlh@gmail.com. We would be honored to lift up your concerns and praises to our e-prayer partners. Please take a minute and join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pray this week that you will have daily opportunities to let those around you experience the love of our risen Savior, and that others will see his love in you. Be filled with joy and have a blessed week.